boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Remember yesterday how I told you that I single-handedly ruined Easter?
You did. Are you not over it? It's been 2 days, man.
Get over it. Wait, I ruined Easter because I had a Red Bull and it made me so sick. I was out for the rest of the day.
Which I could have told you that. Red Bull.
I know. And it wasn't the first time a Red Bull has done that to me. That would be the third time that a Red Bull has done this to me. So I should have learned my lesson by now.
Yeah.
That a Red Bull is a problem.
But you haven't.
Nope, I had to go home sick today for a couple of hours. You're lucky we're even doing Those Girls in the Afternoon today.
You made it back, so.
Here's what happened. I didn't have a Red Bull today. I learned my lesson, although there is still two in the fridge.
Somebody needs to dump them out, please. I can't handle this anymore.
Okay, so I've had three Red Bulls made me sick. Today, I was like, you know what? I'm feeling real tired, okay? But I won't have the two Red Bulls that are remaining in the fridge because I ain't going to do that to myself. So I made myself an espresso drink because I have an espresso maker.
Okay.
I figured nothing wrong with that, right? A little bit of creamer. We're going to be good.
Yeah, and you're normally a coffee drinker too.
Right? Not even 20 minutes to 30 minutes later, I am sicker than a dog. And I'm in here at work suffering. And I had to go to your office and I'm like, sis, I'm out. I got to go home. I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a nap and I'll come back maybe. Or you might be that girl in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I took a nap and I'm feeling a little bit better. Ate some salted crackers and we're good. But Loretta up front, she thinks that maybe it's not Red Bull. Maybe it's caffeine. Maybe caffeine is causing me these horrific stomach pains that makes me so sick.
There may be a common denominator here.
Let's not.
Those two things do have caffeine in them.
Taylor, I don't want to hear that. That was the worst news I've heard in my entire life. You cannot take the caffeine out of me. You can take the... I don't know what that's saying. You can take the caffeine out of the... I don't know.
I don't know either.
But you can't take caffeine out of the girl. Dang it.
I get it. I'd be devastated because honestly, I feel like I'm dragging normally if I don't have a coffee. So you might have quite the hill to climb here.
I'm going to be a gremlin. Good luck. Because I am off of caffeine now. Apparently.
Can you not talk to me until like 3 o'clock starting now?
My heart is absolutely broken because Loretta told me today that she thinks I need to give up caffeine.
Yeah, it seems to be giving you tummy aches. So it might be worth a try not having it for a couple days.
And seeing what happens.
I don't envy you. That sucks. Sorry.
As an adult, that is the worst news to hear. No more caffeine.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be able to do it.
Can you imagine that being taken away from you? What could be worse than that?
No, I can't imagine. And I'm glad that I don't have to do that. So sorry. Bad luck for you.
Thanks.
But I think the thing that I would be more heartbroken about having to give up is pasta.
Oh, like as they told you, Taylor, no more pasta.
The type of person I would become without having pasta in my life... It would be sad.
You do crave it a lot and you do talk about it a lot.
And I don't care. Like, I know carbs, maybe not the healthiest thing. I don't care. I could never have a diet where I don't eat pasta.
Like, if you were having stomach aches like I have and they were like, Taylor, it's because of pasta. You'd be like,
this is my life now.
Oh, well, I'll take some Tums.
Yeah, pasta with a side of Tums.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know, a couple months ago, Destiny, when you were really into the dating apps, I heard you mention a couple times it was like having a full-time job.
100%. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
You spend a lot of hours on there because it's a lot of work.
Yes.
But how would you feel about that actually being a job for you?
Can I do it now?
You can.
Yeah. What if, you know...
What if you don't have to be single?
You're not swiping for yourself anymore.
So
I'm interested. Did you put my application in?
I haven't. But I feel like you would be the perfect
fit
candidate because you like dating like that. You like getting to know people. So there's this matchmaking company that I have not heard of until today, which is Vita Select. And they have done some research saying if you're newly single and you have no people that you're talking to, you should expect to spend at least 12 hours per week on your dating apps.
Holy smokes.
Swiping and working on your profile and answering DMs. Or you could hire one of their professionals to help you out.
Professional Destiny here. Hello.
Exactly that. So they have the professionals who... they charge quite a lot for to take care of the dating app banter, I guess, for you.
Oh, my God.
So they basically do every aspect of online dating for their clients. They create the profiles. They weed out the people that they don't think are good matches. They chat with them. But then you also have to be able to take on the personality of that person. So let's say you are logging in as Joe. You got to know Joe's mannerisms and how he types and his communication style and his preferences and the things he likes and doesn't like. And then basically it's kind of like an acting job where you are pretending to be Joe. And then once the relationship is to a point where it could be taken off the app, then you hand it over back to Joe. And this is now people's job.
I like this. The only slight concern I have, where I think maybe I'm underqualified for this job, is how many times when I was on Tinder, Bumble, all those fun jazz, did I ask you how to respond to a message?
Yeah, that's right. But I feel like you didn't know how to respond as you because you were like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing. But if you were pretending to be somebody else.
You know what? Maybe I'd be better at that. I just didn't know how to flirt.
Well, okay. That might be a problem when it comes to this job.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Nobody can be trusted, including Oreos.
Why?
Because the next time you go see an Oreo, it may not be the same.
I don't know what you mean by that. I also don't buy it for one second.
Good. I'm glad you didn't buy it because they pulled an epic April Fool's Day prank yesterday.
Making me
think that I needed to run to the store and buy every regular Oreo package I could because it could be worth something one day. Because what they did on their Instagram is they deleted every photo possible on their
feed.
That's
commitment.
That commitment, yeah, 100%. Deleted everything. They put their bio as, we're done.
No.
And then they made a post talking about how the wafer and the cream have separated.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
And then Then they created two different Instagram accounts. So then the wafer had its own Instagram. The cream had its own Instagram and had new packaging. And the packaging just said, just the wafer Oreo. Or you could get just the cream Oreo.
I'd buy that. I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
The cream one?
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's the best part.
You're thinking they should actually do that.
You know what? I wouldn't buy the plain cookie part, but I'd buy the center.
So that's what they did for an April Fool's Day prank, which I think is epic.
I love that.
Some other April Fool's Day pranks that I saw kind of resurfacing from yesterday. Yankee Candle.
Okay.
Said that they were coming out with a Sharpie marker candle.
Oh, and there's probably some sickos that were excited about that. You.
You were one of them.
I was. I'm glad that's not real. We should not endorse that behavior.
I was excited about it. Dang it, Yankee Candle. Why you do me like that? Stanley Cup. They announced they're coming out with a brand new design. It's called the Quencher H2O Fuzz Flow.
Huh?
Fuzz Flow. It is a pink furry Stanley.
And again, there's probably people that were really excited about that. Does it look like a monster?
Yeah. Oh. I would have bought that. Monopoly announced that they're coming out with a new game, which I swear to God, they got a game for everything.
Yeah.
But this one is Inflation Edition.
Oh my God.
Everything is crossed out and costs more money. So if the place costs $200, it's crossed out. Now it costs $300.
That's hilarious.
And then Sour Patch Kids, again, went as about as epic as Oreos did. And what they did is did a whole branding, did multiple posts on their Instagram, did a fake press release saying it's no longer called Sour Patch Kids. It's Sour Patch Adults now.
Oh. Were they bigger?
Yeah.
Again, why would I buy this?
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Nothing will make a date weirder than realizing there's an unexpected guest joining.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, this story comes from Johnny, and he said, my friend wanted to set me up with one of his girlfriend's friends because we were both newly single and ready to get back into dating. I was hopeful that it would go well based on, you know, our mutual friends. I figured that we would get along. So we texted each other for a couple of days and it was going pretty good. And I was ready to meet up with her in person. So we decided we'd meet at a bar and just have a casual dinner. She shows up and she looks great. But our conversation felt a little bit off. We both ordered chicken fingers. Don't judge. It's what the place was known for. We got our food, and as we're eating, I noticed that she was taking the chicken fingers and ripping them up in her hands and putting the breading in her purse. So naturally, I called her out on it and said, what are you doing with the breading in your purse? She smiled and she said, oh, I'm just feeding Sammy. Who? I had no idea what she was talking about, so I laughed because I thought she was kidding. She then pulled out a fat chinchilla from her purse, and she plopped this thing in the middle of our table, and it just kind of chilled out. I was completely confused, but I gave the chinchilla some pets, and then she seemed to get more and more annoyed that I was paying attention to Sammy and not her. So it was an awkward ending. We went our separate ways after that and didn't ever go on a date again. But I still think about Sammy every now and again.
That's the whole point, to bring Sammy along. That's the whole reason I would, is so that you can win them over.
Well, yeah, you would think. I don't know if Sammy was really welcome at that restaurant, though. I don't know about plopping him on a table.
You're lucky they didn't accidentally think that was something to cook.
I don't know.
That would have been even more horrible.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well. Here we are again, everybody. I really don't even want to turn around and look outside the window.
I wouldn't.
Being so honest, because it's going to be like a punch to the face.
You want to cancel the Taylor window update?
Well, no. Okay.
Oh, God. Why are you doing that to your eyes?
I'm surprised a little bit because it's not snowing anymore. This is how I felt earlier today. I'm not kidding. I got up to fill up my water bottle, and the rage that I felt inside me, seeing snow falling on April 2nd.
This is stupid.
I can't. Nothing has stuck, at least on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And that's all I can hope, because I seriously don't have it in me to pull out my winter coat and boots and all of the things. I've had it.
When I was coming back to work, around like 2, my window was fogging and I was like, I'm fed up. I don't even care. Oh well, if I can't see, well.
Can you tell we're over it?
time for...
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win...
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I feel like if we're going to talk about men, I feel like I should set the mood, the vibe right. Men!
Oh. Okay, yeah. This feels
like... I clearly don't know men.
There's testosterone injected in this, definitely.
Well, tonight's trivia question is all about you, so you better know the answer.
Are you talking to me?
No, the men.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't know men. You ain't gonna know the
answer.
I
don't! So this will be really, really something.
Well, tonight's question is, one in three guys admit that they do this in the mornings when getting ready to start their day. What is it?
I normally don't like to be part of whatever's going on in there, to be honest.
Are you still in there? Good. I don't want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother you. You don't bother me. But Michael said, flex their muscles.
Oh, I bet they do.
Have you ever caught a dude doing that?
Have you?
Yeah.
They do.
You're like, oh, but also, stop it. You see your bicep before you go to work?
Okay, I was like, what's the girl equivalent? But like, let's be honest, we all looking at our butt in the mirror every once in a while. Like, oh, that looks good. Okay, I haven't seen you in a while. No, you don't do that?
Okay. Nah. I don't know about getting ready for the day.
It's not every day I look at my butt. Okay. It's once in a while.
Yeah.
9301, they said they 100,000% smack their girlfriends on the badunk-a-dunk and tell them they love. Why'd you make me read that one? That's true.
Can you just picture it? It's like, love you, babe.
Whack.
But it's like a loving, whatever. If you know, you know. Okay.
I'm telling you, they love that butt.
They do, and they can't help it right now. I can't. Justin said, pee in the shower. And see, this is where I'm like, I don't think I want to understand men.
If that's the case, I'm getting my own shower.
No kidding.
Did I just ruin showers for you?
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about it. Now I don't want to think about it anymore.
She'll be taking a 2-bedroom, 2-bath house, please.
Now it's on the must-have list, I guess.
1 in 3 guys admit that they do this in the mornings when getting ready to start the day. I do not get men at all.
I'm scared.
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
we're plucking our eyebrows! Yeah!
Really?
That's what they say. 1 in 3 guys.
Huh.
I haven't dated them yet.
I think for me...
I've dated the ones that are plucking their nose hairs.
Oh, gross. You haven't... Plucking their nose hairs,
Trimmer. They got the trimmer.
Okay, well, that's different. I'm like, if they're plucking them one by one, can you imagine the pain? They're literally nuts.
When your parents took you to this restaurant, you're like, oh, let me get my fancy little dress on and my fancy little shoes on that you got from the Target store, you know. But as a kid, you were like, this is fancy stuff.
Calls for my nice gauchos.
We want to know what restaurant was fancy to you as a kid. I bring this up because you and I went to McDonald's the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went through the drive-thru. But I was telling you about how I used to think that was the fanciest restaurant, one of the fanciest restaurants, because growing up in Vinton, we didn't have a McDonald's. They do now, but for a really, really long time of my childhood, we didn't have a McDonald's. So if I wanted McDonald's, we had to come to Cedar Rapids, mm-hmm. and that was fancy stuff right there, Taylor.
Same. We didn't have one in Anamosa for the longest time. So we would go to the Marion one, and it was like a big day if mom took you to the McDonald's.
And she got you a kid's meal. You're like, oh, snap.
This is high class.
Are we millionaires?
It felt like a whole experience. It did.
I think we are. But other than that, I would say one of my favorite places to go as a kid, and I would ask to go here for every birthday, was Ryan's Steakhouse. Remember that? Where like now there's the Chick-fil-A and the Raising Cane's and all that fun jazz. Okay, Ryan's Steakhouse. I'm not the only one who says that. Becky on our Z102.9 Facebook page said that. Sue on the text line said Ryan's Buffet. That was the jam when I was a kid. That was my favorite place to go. I thought it was so fancy.
What made it feel so fancy? That you could get all the food? Was it like all-you-can-eat buffet?
Yes, it was an endless... To me, it was because it was an endless amount of options.
Oh.
I just remember that there were so many options and I could fill my plate up with so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I knew I wasn't going to eat all that.
But you felt fancy filling it up completely.
You did. You just walked in your Spider-Man t-shirt. Or your Polly Pocket t-shirt or Barbie.
Fancy gauchos. I'm standing by that. Everybody had a pair of fancy gauchos as a kid.
They were pretty fancy. Into this nice, fancy restaurant. For Matt, it was a Red Lobster.
I think that's the first time I ever knew that people ate lobsters. I'm serious.
You saw them in the tanks and you're like, whoa.
People eat those. They got to be rich. I'm serious.
We want to know what restaurant was fancy to you as a kid. And honestly, looking back at it now, you're like,
Maybe it wouldn't be the fanciest of fancy.
That's just like, yeah, you know, that's not fancy.
Right. This is one that sticks out to my brain, but I haven't seen or heard anybody say it yet.
Okay.
So I wonder if I'm the only one. But Lone Star Steakhouse.
Oh, my God.
It was over by Lindale Mall.
Girl, I thought that was too fancy. We never went to it. I didn't think we could afford it.
It was like special occasion only.
Uh-huh.
A birthday. I don't know. Any sort of like celebration. I think this was the first time I probably ever had a steak was at Lone Star. But the reason I thought it was fancy was not even the food itself. It's how they packaged their takeout. It was not
their takeout.
If you didn't finish your steak, they wouldn't put it in like a white styrofoam box.
Okay.
They would take aluminum foil and they would wrap it up in the shape of a bowl with little horns on it and a little bowl head. And for some reason, I felt like I was walking out the fanciest person ever with my leftover steak.
I would still think that's fancy.
So would I.
Wasn't always an occasion that you got to go to a fancy restaurant. It wasn't like every weekend. It was most of the time for your birthday, maybe mom and dad's birthday or a sibling's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Or once in a blue moon and you're like, did mom and dad win the lottery? Like, why are we at this fancy restaurant?
What is the occasion? Because we only go here when we're celebrating something.
Mm-hmm. But looking back at it now, you're like, that restaurant, it ain't that fancy. But we want to know what restaurant was fancy to you, though, as a kid.
Kirsten, what was that for you?
I don't know if this will be niche, but mine was always Ruby Tuesdays. I think it was because we only ever went to eat on like Edgewood Road, and that was like the nicest restaurant there, and I think that's why.
Okay, I felt that kind of way about Red Robin. When Red Robin first hit Cedar Rapids, I don't know how old I was, but it felt cool because we had all seen the commercials, right? And you're like, oh my gosh. I now can say that I've had Red Robin,
yeah.
So I feel like I'm part of the cool kids club. And then I specifically remember getting an onion ring tower, which just felt like the bougiest thing ever. So that felt exceptionally fancy to me.
That was always my birthday pick.
Was Red Robin?
When Ryan's went down, after it, that was Red Robin. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Number two pick.
The French fries, the endless amount of French fries. Oh, yeah. Their French fries are superior.
Yeah.
Still like them to this day.
100%.
Okay, well, Becky commented this on her Z102.9 Facebook page. She said Springhouse, and I'm like, God, why does that name sound so familiar? And honestly, it's been marinating in my brain for the last hour until, bam, it hit me.
Springhouse?
I remember this. This, oh my God, how could I forget about it? We would go this mostly with my grandma. This was kind of like her pick. Once in a while, it was my dad's pick. But the reason why it felt fancy, I mean, like the interior was kind of cool. But the reason it was like fancy, fancy stuff is there was a plaque on the wall telling you that I think it was George Bush sat there.
Oh.
And you're like, a freaking president sat there? And then when they let you sit at that booth, they're like, I sit where the president sat.
And that felt like the fanciest thing ever.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Hunker down, everybody. We are officially in the first Mercury retrograde of 2024. So your For You page is going to be taken over with everybody freaking out about it being in the microwave, in the Gatorade, all the things.
I know this is stupid, but I take this very seriously.
Hey, some people do. And there is some reasoning behind it. So Mercury, if you didn't know, is the planet of communication. And when we say it's in retrograde, I didn't know this, but the planet slows down, which means it causes some chaos in communication for us earthlings, okay? So an easy place where communication can go wrong during this time is in your relationships, your dating life.
Work life.
Yeah, your work life, your marriage, whatever it is. So I also didn't know that 1 in 3 people stop dating altogether during retrograde because they're that, like, freaked out about it and know that it's going to go wrong. So I want to make sure you're not screwing things up for yourself.
It tends to happen to, I look into this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
J-Lo stops dating. She's married.
I saw it on TikTok. Like, it happens a lot during the Mercury in the microwave. But she got in. She got in with, who's she with right now?
Ben Affleck.
She got into a relationship with him during microwave season. So they're like, this isn't going to last long.
Okay. Well, this is me talking to you and J-Lo. Okay. Because I don't.
We're good.
I got tips and tricks.
When does it start?
For avoiding dating disasters. We're in it. What do you mean? What does what start?
Microwave season.
We're in it today. It started yesterday. So
we're good.
Nobody freak out.
Don't get into a relationship.
Well, and if you are, here's some tips and tricks to avoid any disasters. Number one.
I'm taking notes.
Good. You should. Make sure you're choosing your words carefully. Okay. What?
So that's really hard for me, but go on.
These are all communication things because that's what suffers the most. So you need to think before you speak. I knew this was going to go this way because I don't know if you're capable of it. Choose your words wisely. Try to be empathetic. Even if you're not really feeling it, people are extra sensitive during this time. Not just you, okay? I feel like your mother right now. Number two, be mindful of your body language. So yes, like, verbal communication is crazy during this time, but also maybe wait till you're out of the room to give the big fat eye roll because everybody, again, is extra sensitive. Watch that you're not crossing your arms. Experts do say if you feel like some tension in a relationship and you feel like your communication is off, that you should take a walk with your partner during difficult conversations.
And trip them.
No.
Oh,
you're ruining everything. Apparently, walking side by side builds camaraderie and it subconsciously shows that you're working towards the same thing, same destination. You know what? I hope all your relationships fail because you're not even taking this seriously.
I am taking notes.
The last one I'm going to give you, because you're not taking notes at all, is to take a tech break or a digital detox.
Love this.
Because not only is it distracting in conversations, like, how many times have you ever been like, can you get off your phone so we can have a conversation? The other half of it is if something serious is going on, whether it be a decision that needs to be made, you want a voice that you're upset about something, don't do it over text message because it's so easy to go too far and not know how the other person's feeling. So do those things face to face during the retrograde.
Whether the microwave's in the retrograde, we should always not do that.
I just know. What? Sorry, you're going to end up all by lonesome after this one.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Sorry if you were in front of me at Lindale Mall the other day. Because I almost rear-ended you because I was so distracted by the billboards and signs over there. I mean, they're getting nuts with billboards and signs these days.
I feel like it takes a lot to catch my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's really like something I'm not expecting, I'll give a double take.
Yeah, yeah. You had to have something flashy. You got to say something bold to get my eyes off the road and distract me. When I'm driving over there by Lindale Mall, you know, minding my own business, do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, and there's a little sign kind of like, you know, I would say like those election kind of signs that people always put in their yard, like vote for blah, blah, blah.
Or like a yard sale sign.
Exactly. Okay. It's like one of those near Lindale. Now, again, I'm not looking at the sign, but I see it in the corner of my eye. And as I'm passing by it, I see it in the passenger window.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought it said hot as an exchange student. And I go, excuse me?
What is that? What does that even mean?
A little offensive. Hot as an exchange. What is that supposed to mean? And then I realize it says host an exchange student.
Well, there we go. That makes a little bit more sense.
Huge difference there. Huge difference.
Now, was this a font mistake as a font snob? Is it because, was it hard to read and now you're like, oh, man.
You know what? Probably. It was probably that. I honestly also could have been a bigger sign. It's a small sign.
Yeah.
So when you're dragging fast and you just see it in the corner of your eye, you don't actually see it.
Right. You're not actually reading it. I hope after you realize what it was, you also called your eye doctor because I am concerned for you.
I get it. The billboards are supposed to be bold, bright, big. Apparently all the B words.
Well,
now I'm thinking about it, those were all B words. To grab your attention.
100%, yeah.
They want to get you when you're driving your mind. You're like jamming out to Dua Lipa. You're like, yeah. And then you're like, oh, that's a sign. Ooh, that maybe I should go there. That looks like a cool business or whatever. Like they're supposed to grab your attention.
Is that what it sounds like? Riding in your car. Whoa.
Yeah, I jam out to Dua Lipa quite often.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, there are certain billboards that like really grab your attention. And that's the goal, right? However, some of them are a bit nutty. Mm-hmm. And I, for some reason, have been paying more attention to signs than I have been, I guess. Because I've noticed two crazy signs in the last, like, week. Now, it first happened about a week ago. I was driving through Marion, and this was, like, a huge full-size billboard. And I look over, and it says, no BS. But it's spelled out.
They can do that?
I'm, like, looking, and I'm like, hang on, wait a second. Wait, why can I can read it, like the full word. It just had like the latter half of the word was faded out a little bit, I guess, or kind of blurry. But I just kept staring at it. I don't know how I didn't get in a crash because I was just trying to figure out how they got away with this. I think it was a realtor company or something, but that got my, I'm like, I would trust them if they could put that on a billboard.
Take my business.
They get stuff done. Seriously. I'm not kidding. So that was the first one that I was like, oh, wow, that worked. Okay, I don't need a home, but I kind of want to call them. And then literally two nights ago, I was getting off the interstate to go home in North Liberty, and there was like a small yard sign that is normally for garage sales or, I don't know, elections or whatever. And I'm staring at it, and it says, we buy ugly houses. I was like, is this a real thing? So I started Googling it because I'm like, now I got to know. Did somebody just make this and stick it in the ground to play a practical joke on everybody? No, it's a real thing. We buy ugly houses.
They really buy ugly houses.
I don't know about that part, but that's what they call themselves. Like, who are these people? And who's? I would feel bad if they bought my house because does that mean it's ugly?
Oh, you know that's a good thought. Well, no, I was also thinking the ugly house people should call the BS people.
Seriously.
Question for you, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if this is like a normal human, like, I don't know, thing that I do or if this is like totally not normal. But when I check my mail, I get like disgusted because it's like a bill or it's another company wanting me to get a credit card with them or something stupid like that. So I just toss it on the coffee table and it just builds a pile and it keeps building and building and building. And I'm telling you, I could build an Eiffel Tower with that tower, like a mail. Do you do that? Or
no.
Do you? Oh.
No.
What do you do with it? Like, do normal people go and shred it right away? Do they go and like recycle or refile it? Like, I just put it on the coffee table and then someday, 4 months from now, I'll get to it.
No, I have to open it right then and there and determine whether or not I need to keep it. And if I don't, it's going in the garbage.
I already know it's a credit card company that wants me. I don't want you.
So why don't you just toss it? What are you keeping it for?
No, that's a really good question.
That's what I'm saying. If you know you don't need it, it's just taking up space.
Why do I do that? I know I don't want them.
Maybe you should take all of them and make them into like paper airplanes.
You know what? I know what I'm doing tonight.
That's your craft.
Nobody can be trusted on April 1st.
Yeah, I actually, in my personal life, I didn't get got. But there were some stunts on social media when I first saw them. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, is that real? Mm. And then I realized what day it was.
April Fool's was yesterday, and I saw a lot of big businesses, corporations pulling funny, mm-hmm. harmless little April Fool's Day pranks. And I think there are some that we missed that I'd love to kind of bring to your attention.
Let me know.
Aquaphor, you know, they've got some really great, I like their lotions and stuff. They posted on Instagram that they were coming out with a new app, and it was called Find My Aquaphor.
Dude.
It's just like Find My Friends.
Except for your like lip balm. I need that. I need it to be real. This is where I get upset, is I need these things to actually be real.
Dang it. Come on. Yeah, that's what it does. It helps you find it. Where's my dang lotion at? Good Wipes. They said they were coming out. They're like, you know, just like wipes and stuff. Coming out with flavored wipes. Dill pickle flavored. Salt and vinegar. Flaming hot. That would hurt.
Well, yeah, okay. No, I'm glad that's not real.
7-Eleven said they were coming out with a Big Bite hot dog sparkling water.
Ew. Ew. I don't, that's not even believable to me. You see that and you're like, I know that's an April Fool's.
Yep. Olipop, which I know you really like Olipop.
I do.
I'm surprised you missed this because on their Instagram, they posted for April Fool's Day that they are collaborating with Pringles and they are doing a sour cream and onion flavor.
That is actually criminal and somebody deserves jail for that con.
I'm surprised you say that.
Ew.
About Olipop, because I thought you would say that about Domino's Pizza and what they posted.
What'd they post?
They said on their Instagram, it was just a photo and it's like pretty much just text. And they say, that's it. I'm taking pineapple off the menu. No one likes it anyways.
That's so wrong.
I like it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.